Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All I can say is out. The Tuesday night magic continues. We talked to Gabe on Wednesday. He always wins on Tuesday night. Manager of the Phillies, Gabe Kapler's here. Gabe, every Tuesday night you win.
Right. This is the plan, Angelo. This is the plan.
Gabe, since we got to win most of these games here, maybe you should come on every day until the rest of the season.
I like that idea on one hand and on the other, and yep. I'm not so sure.
I got you right. All right, let me just start with this. That was obviously a huge win for you guys last night. How are you approaching these final 2 weeks of the season, Gabe?
We're approaching it realistically. The odds are incredibly long for us to make the postseason, but regardless, we're going to leave everything on the field. I've heard from so many players over the last 48, 72 hours that they're ready. They're going to give it everything they have so we can finish strong. Look, it's a tough schedule, both in terms of teams that we're playing and in terms of travel, but we're fighting. And I don't think the fact that our chances of making the playoffs are small makes us want to win these games any less. A lot of these guys have something to prove. They want to shock everyone, and stranger things have happened in baseball.
You know, I got to tell you, one thing I've always respected about you, you're very honest with us, and that's why I never see you discouraged. Like, you lost the two games against your old team, the Red Sox, over the weekend. You did not appear discouraged. Do you ever get discouraged?
Look, I'm human. There just isn't any time to get discouraged. And the moment our season ends, whenever that is, I'll begin the process of evaluating how we did as a team, how I did personally. And look, I have no doubt I'll have a lot of feelings at that point. But as of today, I mean, we're hours away from me going to the ballpark, and we have a baseball game. We have a baseball game tomorrow. If I'm spending my time getting discouraged, I'm not doing everything I can to help prepare our guys for the game. And finally, I really, truly believe in these guys. Results aren't always going to be there, but baseball is a game of failure. And I don't get discouraged because I see how hard these guys are working and how dedicated they are and how committed they are. And I have a lot of confidence in them. And they have confidence in themselves and their ability to finish strong.
You know, Gabe, I want to talk for a minute about Rhys Hoskins, because the fans over the last couple of weeks have been expressing some disappointment about him. He got a huge home run last night. His first opposite field home run of the season, number 29. Could you tell us how you feel he's done this year and how he's developed?
Sure. If you dig into Rhys' season, it's very similar to last year. His power is down just a little bit, and his on-base is up just a little bit. And when you look at the overall evaluations, it's just pretty similar in terms of results. And I think we all agreed that he had a pretty good year last year. I think Rhys' experience is that he slumps when he misses his pitches, and when he's looking for one, and we've all seen that at times, You may see him pop up a pitch. But when he's going well, those pitches, those same ones, are doubles and home runs. And I think where Rhys has progressed is in his ability to maintain his strengths during those slumps. I've been on teams with players who just can't handle it mentally. They start, like, tinkering with their grips and the angle of their bat. They're changing everything, desperately looking for just anything to fix as quickly as possible. And Rhys just isn't doing that. He isn't losing what makes him a really good hitter, and he's trusting that the work he puts in will show at the end of the day in the results.
Gabe, do you want him to use more of the field the way he did last night?
Sorry, Angelo, I lost.
Oh, okay. Like, I mentioned last night, that was his first opposite field home run. Do you want him to use more of the field the way he did last night? That was a big home run for you guys.
No, it was huge, and yep. And it was on a really tough pitch, and I know that his mentality was see the ball up off Keuchel, get the ball up on the plate, right. Allow it to travel and make a good decision, right? You want to get him in the middle of the plate, you want to get him up in the zone, and he did just that. Do I want to see him use the whole field? What I want to see is him select good pitches to hit and drive those pitches, and that's what he did last night.
Gabe, I can't believe how frustrating it must be for you to watch Aaron Nola. Five starts in a row. You set it up so he could get as many starts as you could. Five starts in a row, you guys lose the game, but he performed well in most of them. What's your take on what happened in those five starts?
Well, it's been really frustrating for everyone. I guess in those five starts, I'll say this. He was absolutely lights out in three of those.
Yeah.
And so not being able to win in those starts is really disappointing, because we know that the best teams win behind their hits, and we just haven't gotten that job done. You know, Knowles and I discussed it briefly in the off day. He's a pro. He's going to get in his work. He's going to follow his routine, and he's going to keep giving us our best chance to win every 5 days. And the next time out, we're gonna back him.
All right. Now, I'm really curious. Before last night, you had the exact same record you had a year ago. You're a game ahead of that pace now that you won last night. We all thought there'd be a better record right now than there is. Do you think it's disappointing? And what do you attribute the shortfall to so far this year?
I think we all think it's disappointing. Our expectations were a little higher this year, and certainly hopes were very high, particularly during spring training after we signed Bryce at the outset of the season, the whole nine. I think we had a plan for how we envisioned the year with a strong offensive performance and an absolutely lockdown bullpen. That was what our high hopes were about. And then we could couple that with improved defense and base running and put a lot of pressure on opposing starting pitchers. I definitely think we achieved the improved defense and base running. And we've had stretches of strong offensive performance, but that's been inconsistent. And that's why we're on the outside looking in rather than inside looking out. And our bullpen plan didn't evolve the way we expected, right? We had all eight of the relievers we expected to open the season, spending some time on the DL at various points throughout the season. We lost two center fielders in Kutch and Quinn for most of the season. The other two players in center and King and Hayes, who can play there, also spent time on the DL. And of course, the plans with Kutch just weren't able to come to fruition because of the injury. So I know we've lost almost 1,500 playing days between all the injured players we've had. I also know that we set the organization record for most players used in a season. And those aren't really the kind of records we intended to or wanted to set.
I got to ask you this, because you got booted from the game on Sunday, as did Bryce Harper, for balls and strike calls again, Gabe. And they're showing us on the monitor, and they're not strikes. And I'm just wondering if you're starting to move more toward wanting the electronic strike and ball calls now that you see what you see this year from the home plate umps.
I don't know. I know the experiment is happening in the Atlantic League, but I haven't really given it much more thought than that. I guess in those moments, like the one that happened the other day, we feel the impact of those calls, you know, just as human beings. And the umpires are human too, and they're trying their best. They're not going to be perfect, and I think we all know that. But we are in a playoff hunt against a difficult opponent, down by a few runs, with Harper up with a runner on base, right? That's the stage. That's an absolutely critical, possibly game-changing call. And in that at-bat, it was huge. And I think everyone saw the location of the pitch. Things are going to get missed. But I personally felt like everyone knew the situation, and everyone can understand why emotions are going to run a little higher in that moment. So I think the solution for that moment was not being able to call perfect balls and strikes, but having a little bit of leash and some understanding for how we're feeling when we potentially lose our best play.
Makes sense. Well, last thing I want to ask you, we're in the final couple of weeks here. You said maybe you haven't met expectations with the record. Gabe, has anyone in the Phillies organization indicated to you if you will be back next season managing the team?
I haven't had those conversations at all, and I don't intend to have any conversations about that until the season is over. It's out of my control, and honestly, it just isn't my focus. I've said this before on the show, but I'll say it again. I'll give everything I have to this team. There won't be a day where I allow myself to get distracted and give anything less than 100% effort. It's how I played as a player. I just don't know it any other way. And I've recently been asking our players to commit, to go all in and never quit. And I won't give them any less. They have every bit of my focus and my attention.
It's excellent. I got to say this, Gabe. You know, it's legal betting now. Next Tuesday night, I don't even know who you're playing. I'm betting you win because that seems like a short thing to me. Gabe, good luck. Thank you for doing this. We'll talk next week.
All right, bye, Angelo.
Gabe,
talk to you later.
Kapler, every Tuesday night, he wins, Al. I
so
believe
you bet
what
on
he
it.
Just said. But I believe he's thinking about it because you're a human being, right, Mitch? He is thinking about
he
it.
He just said
But
it.
I don't think it's compromising the way he performs. You
no.
know, I think he had a good night last night.
I honestly yep. believe that Gabe has impeccable integrity.
Yep. Yes, I do, too. I believe that.
I think he's a very good stand-up guy. I think he's doing exactly what he's been told to do.
Right.
And what he's been told to do simply does not work. It's been proven it does not work.
Yeah. Mitch, by the way, not a fan of analytics. One other one, Mitch. I want to throw this one by you, too. Electronic ball and strike calling. You in favor or against?
Against.
Damn! I think I like it.
They're doing so much to ruin this game as it is. They took away the most exciting play in baseball, the play at the plate.
Yeah, I like that play. You're right.
You have to leave it because it was a player's choice. It's a catcher's choice.
You're right.
Are you going to block the plate? That's your choice. Yep. Mike Socha was like hitting a wall. There's certain guys you knew, if you're coming home and you're going to try and run over them, you're getting the worst of it.
You're a little old school with that stuff.
Yeah, the runner has the opportunity to make the decision also. He doesn't have to run him over.
Oh, I like the electronic thing with
I
that.
I hate it. I don't even like the square box on TV.
It's
I don't
not
think
accurate.
It's right.
You don't even think that's that accurate.
It's not.
It can't be unless you have a camera mounted directly over home plate.
Right.
You will never get it's distorted from center field.
Isn't that interesting?
You will never get an accurate in and out call unless they have a camera mounted over the plate.
I don't know a bigger Phillies fan than my next caller, Jake from Collingswood. Hi, Jake.
Hey, what's up, Angela? How you doing, Mitch, and everybody over there?
Great. Jake, that had to impress you a little bit.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
A dead air thing after you asked that Hoskins question, it was kind of that was a little uncomfortable.
Well,
you know what I mean?
He thinks about his answers.
He lost us. He lost the signal.
It might have been a signal issue too, Jake. I'm not sure.
It was a signal issue, but it seemed at the time an odd moment.
It was awkward, but I embrace awkwardness. Al, last Friday at Chevy Chase. Asked and answered. Move on.
I heard it.
Enjoyed that moment, too. Jake, what are you thinking right now about the Phillies? We have changed the question for the final hour. Do you think the Phillies will make the playoffs? Do you think they're going to make it? No,
man,
is not an option.
I got empty bottles of Irish whiskey all over the house over here that's telling me otherwise. But
Ava, put that down as a no.
I guess
you could say that.
All right.
I just wanted to say to Mitch before you guys move on, I've been to Lowry's a couple of times, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
But both times I went there, I was so hungover I couldn't even enjoy it a meal.
Oh, no, really, Jay?
Hey, trust me, if I had played in Chicago my first 3 years in the big leagues, I would have broke even with the league because I would have been on Rush Street.
Yeah, there is a lot of good places in Chicago, right, Jake?
Yeah, absolutely. Both times I went out there, the Cubby Bear Bar before the game, and I don't know whoever came up with the idea of putting pitching machines upstairs at a bar so you can get blowtorched and go up and face some live pitching. But that guy is, like, mentally unstable, no doubt about it.
All right, hold on, Jake. I got to ask you something that happened to Rhea yesterday. All right, she's going in. She buys a dress.
Yes.
She goes to the counter to pay for it, and they offer her a shot of whiskey. Jake, would you accept if they did that? You went in for a shirt or something. Would you take that shot?
Absolutely.
Did you hear? He says he has empty bottles of Irish whiskey.
I wanted to make sure. But Jake, that you didn't go in for a shot. You went in for a shirt.
It doesn't matter. Right. I mean, it's like killing two birds with one stone.
Jake, tell him.
That's where I was heading anywhere.
Right.
After I bought the shirt.
Jake is a drinking enthusiast.
It's like beer in Texas. There's only four kinds.
Yeah.
Yours, mine, hot and cold, and the two best are yours and cold.
All right. Jake, give me somebody on Mount Rushmore. I got Reggie White, Brian Dawkins, Nick Foles, Brian Westbrook, and Tommy McDonald.
How about how about Jaws? Ron Jaworski.
Ron Jaworski is not on the list, ladies and gentlemen. This cannot go on much further. This is a man I love, whose number is retired, who I have my radio career to thank for.
Uh-huh.
Is no one going to name this man? Because, Al, I'm putting him first on my Mount Rushmore. No, he's on my list. I know, Mitch, but no one named it. No one even named that guy. He was a great running back. No one named Rhea's favorite quarterback of all time. When are they going to do that? We're running out of time. 888-729-9494. #9494 on your AT&T Verizon cell phone. When we come back, who's on the hot seat? Ava knows. WIP Sports Time, 916.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.